Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
James Holmes, the alleged gunman in the shooting spree that killed 12 people and wounded 58 others in Colorado movie theater on Friday, was in court today. He'll be charged in the murders a week from today. Meanwhile, the country, as it tries to make sense of the horror of those fatal shootings, the usual debate is springing up. Gun control, pro and con. Some people see this as the inevitable result of easy access to guns and ammunition. Recently, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino and New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg urged the presidential candidates and Congress to address gun control. Here's Mayor Menino.
Guy go out and buy four guns within a couple of matter of weeks. Something's wrong with that system. People buy thousands of rounds of ammunition. Something's wrong with the system. Let's fix the system.
Bloomberg and Mayor Menino are part of a group of over 600 mayors who pledged to support the right of citizens to own guns while fighting for stricter restrictions on access to guns. Here in Massachusetts, we have some of the strictest gun laws in the country, including mandatory background checks and a ban on assault weapons, which Mitt Romney signed into law when he was governor. Joining us now is John Rosenthal. He's founder of the advocacy group Stop Handgun Violence. And John, thanks for coming in and welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Anthony.
So just a moment ago, before we started recording, you looked at me with a sort of sad look in your eye and said, not unexpected, this latest tragedy in Colorado.
That's right. I'm a gun owner, and I live in Massachusetts, and we have the toughest gun laws in the nation, and as you mentioned, a ban on military-style weapons and high-capacity magazine clips, which have been used in every major mass shooting, whether it's Columbine, Virginia Tech, and now 71 more killed at Aurora.
12 more killed, but 71 more shot.
Yeah. Shot, right. We don't know how many actually will die. And let's just face it, you can't shoot that many rounds. You can't kill that many people so quickly with a handgun or a knife or a hunting rifle like I have. You need a military-style, high-capacity weapon like the federal government banned until 2004. And between 1994 and 2004, when Congress allowed that ban to expire, there was a 66% reduction in those 19 banned weapons from showing up in crimes. And these are weapons that are semi-automatic weapons that can be converted to automatic and that accept an ammunition clip larger than 10 rounds. And you can buy now, anywhere in this country, not in Massachusetts, but in most states, you can buy a military-style weapon with a 100-round clip, which means you don't have to reload until you've released 100 bullets.
So, John, I want to ask you where we go from here, because sadly, as you mentioned, Columbine, Virginia Tech, Fort Hood, the Tucson killings and shooting of Congressman Gabby Giffords, now Aurora, Colorado. Whenever these events happened, people like you come in and say we need more gun control laws. It sounds like the right thing to be saying at this moment. But do you think this time something might change?
I don't, unfortunately. Governor Patrick and his Secretary of Public Safety asked me to go to the White House 2 years ago when the Democrats were in charge and in control of the House and the Senate. And I met at the White House with the president's advisor on justice and regulatory policy. And I said, why won't President Obama actually fulfill his commitment, his campaign promise to renew the ban on assault weapons and require background checks for all gun sales, including private sales at gun shows? And the president's advisor hands me a letter signed by 65 Democrats, including Gabby Giffords, saying, don't renew the ban on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips if you want health care or anything else. So the Republican Party is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the gun lobby, and the Democrats are intimidated into submission such that we can't even get a background check requirement passed for all gun sales in America. So think about this, listeners. You can go to 33 states and 5,000 gun shows and legally purchase as many assault weapons and as many rounds of ammunition as you want, cash and carry, No ID or background check required. That is our federal gun policy as dictated by the NRA and condoned by Congress. So, no, I don't expect... look, 83 Americans die every day from firearms. Mm-hmm. 150 are shot every day. More Americans have been killed by firearms in the last 30 years in the United States than all U.S. servicemen and women killed in all foreign wars combined. And you can't even get a background check requirement for all gun sales because the NRA owns Congress.
Are you encouraged at all? We're hearing statements from folks like Mayor Bloomberg. We just heard Tom Menino a moment ago putting pressure on the presidential candidates. Are you at all encouraged by their message coming at this moment could actually provoke some kind of action, some kind of response?
I really applaud Mayor Menino and Bloomberg. I mean, they pulled together 600 mayors, and they like me. I'm a gun owner. I support gun rights. I support the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment shouldn't extend to terrorists and criminals to buy guns undetected without ID or background check. Unfortunately, Governor Romney, who invited me to his press conference when he signed the permanent assault weapon ban into law. He asked me, I was the lead advocate, he asked me to speak in favor and at the signing. And now he's running away from that and saying, and pandering to the NRA. President Obama gave the NRA their unlimited access to guns in national parks. That's something George Bush didn't even do. So I don't expect, if 30,000 Americans every year die from firearms and there's no background check, and after Virginia Tech and Columbine, the response by Congress was to give immunity to the gun industry and tie the hands of law enforcement from knowing who buys guns, I can't expect that anything's going to happen from only 71 people shot in Aurora.
John Rosenthal, you're one of the sort of most outspoken and advocates of gun control in the state of Massachusetts. You put up those dramatic billboards along the Mass Pike in Boston. It sounds like I don't want to characterize what you're saying, but it does sound like you're sort of giving up, or at least you're dispirited about what you see out there.
I'm disgusted. I mean, I can understand why a special interest group that makes lots of money by selling fear and gun confiscation would make up lies about how guns are used to prevent gun violence. But I can tell you that that's not the case. And more guns lead to more gun crime. And in Massachusetts, we've proven gun laws work. And if hamburgers resulted in 83 people dying every day, do you think that we wouldn't have regulations on hamburger manufacturers? Well, guess what? Toy guns and teddy bears are regulated in how they're made, but real guns that result in 83 people dead every day are not regulated.
John Rosenthal, co-founder of the Stop Handgun Violence Agency, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Up next, lobsters are a New England staple, and you may have enjoyed a cheaper-than-usual lobster dinner recently, but New England lobstermen are in more trouble than you'd think. Stick around. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.